I was driving into work today, and I saw a bunch of what appeared to be black smoke, which usually means that fire's got some fuel to burn through, right? It was just this weird black smoke cloud, and it was hanging over, like, kind of like the Universal Studios area, maybe a little bit
north.
Oh, no,
not another King Kong fire.
No, it wasn't. That's what I was thinking of, because when we drive home, it's like right when that King Kong or whatever the thing is, is happening. And I used to think, oh, there's a fire at Universal Studios. No, it's just part of the show. But no. It was a little bit north of that, and it was black smoke, and it was like a stratus cloud. And then I just see this alert, because I'm like, I wonder where that came from, because there was no, it was a cloud. There, it wasn't coming from the ground or anything. There was no plume. According to LA Fire, the smoke that's been reported entering the basin here in Los Angeles is from distant wildfires in North and Central California. And they're trying to tell people, don't call 911.
Hey, where's this fire? It's so smoky outside. No, at my house on Monday, I think it was very, very smoky up in the Santa Clarita Valley. And they put out an alert then also that said that this was from a fire in Bakersfield or outside of Bakersfield. But it was to the point where there's a couple levels of it. One is you can see it. Sun is rising. It's orange. And you could tell it's smoke. The other level is that you can actually smell it. And often, you know, when it's lower to the ground and you can smell it and it smells like a barbecue or it smells like fire. And then, of course, above that, you get into the I can't breathe because it is so smoky outside and you shouldn't be outside. You shouldn't exercise and stuff. But it sounds like you're...
Was that your excuse?
For what?
Not exercising.
I did exercise that day.
Oh, okay.
I just did it in my garage.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's where I do my exercising, too.
Oh, is that where you do it? Not in my garage. Not in mine.
It's misplaced anger.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Is it really? Is it misplaced? You told people I don't respond to text messages. My phone has not stopped buzzing since you said that.
You're welcome. What else is going on?
Time for What's Happening.
And everybody should know that it makes me want less to respond.
It's overwhelming, isn't it?
No.
You're feeling overwhelmed.
I'm not overwhelmed.
Scott Peterson, who spent more than 15 years on death row for the 2002 murders of his wife and unborn son, will be sentenced to life in prison this fall. Judge says she wants to sentence him in November before deciding whether he deserves a new trial over alleged juror misconduct.
I guess both of those issues were there. I didn't understand that. I didn't realize the timing even mattered. Would it? I mean, because if he gets sentenced to life in prison, resentenced to life in prison, what impact would that have on a retrial?
I don't know. I don't know if this is just a clerical type thing. Peterson's lawyers are trying to get a new trial on allegations a juror committed misconduct by falsely answering questions during voir dire. Defense lawyer said the woman who co-authored a book on the case eagerly sought to be a juror and did not disclose that she had been a crime victim. Known as Juror 7, she did not reveal during jury selection that she had been beaten by a boyfriend while pregnant in 2001.
Shouldn't it be
a runaway jury type situation,
absolutely,
isn't it?
Absolutely. Shouldn't it be a question in voir dire? Do you want to be here? And anybody who answers the question yes.
Yeah.
You're dismissed. Right. Thank you for your time. Thanks for coming.
And again, just what's helped me in the past... If you get jury duty, tell them that you love John and Ken and you love their notion of rigging juries and you will be sent home.
I'm the last time I was called for a jury, I tried to get out of it by suggesting that I knew more about rules of evidence than the judge did.
Mm.
She did not think that was funny.
No.
LA teachers are going to get a 5% raise and some pandemic-related bonuses after this agreement that was reached with the school.
Of course they are. We saw this coming a mile away. That's what this all was about. This is exactly why the teachers union held schools hostage for as long as they did and tried to pretend that it was teachers worried about the COVID. BS. This is the American Sign Language for BS.
Yes, thank you. UTLA represents more than 30,000 teachers, librarians, nurses, and counselors, and the raise would go to all of them, as would
a one-time $2,000 stipend for the current school year and an additional $500 bonus, a technology stipend, being assigned to the prior academic year. Schooling took place almost entirely under remote learning conditions last year for LA Unified, making use of computers and internet access provided by the schools.
Let no crisis go to waste, according to the terrorists that are the teachers' unions. Mm.
Amazon is making news today because they're looking at relaxing their drug testing policies and actually is going to get behind the legalization of marijuana in places that it's not already legal.
Mm.
Amazon
going to have high drivers in breaking into your boxes to get your snacks.
In a post, they said that the company has reinstated employment eligibility for these former employees and applicants who were fired or who were not hired during random or pre-employment marijuana screenings. Amazon first announced in June that it would no longer screen some of its workers. The only candidates Amazon will screen for the drug are those who apply for positions regulated by the DOT. So therefore, your truck drivers that were high should not be high. Heavy equipment operators, forklift operators, I would assume, things like that, they cannot also be high.
The California State Fair is exciting, unless you have to cover it and it's 105 degrees and you've got Ken Cole yelling at you that you don't sound like you're having enough fun.
105 on a parking lot.
Oh, good Lord. But not just fried foods and the livestock
guacamole,
and
not,
food competitions.
Not just guacamole.
Yeah, I've got a new contest for you, Mondo.
Yep.
Guacamole is so yesterday. You know what I mean? People have bought you all the guacamole, like, knickknacks, like guac this way, and you're a guac of a guy and all of that, right?
My guac costume. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you've exhausted that avenue. So I think you should branch out, and I think you should branch out with the newest state fair competition.
Cannabis.
What is it?
Cannabis.
Got to start growing some weed, Mondo.
Jess Durfee is the chair of Cal Expo and said, as far as I know, it might be the first time any state fair is doing this.
We need some weed knickknacks in the office. I'm tired of looking at all your guacamole kitsch.
You want some different greens in there?
Some different greens?
Now, are they going to give a blue ribbon or a green ribbon for this?
Oh, my God. And he's not even a dad yet.
They're not going to sit there and smoke the cannabis, according to the head of Cal
Expo. What are they going to do? Look at it?
They're going to send it to a laboratory and judge it scientifically based on its chemical composition.
Oh, come on. Smoke the weed.
Smoke the weed. If you're going to do it, smoke
it. Smoke the weed. Did you hear about this woman who was dead for 45 minutes, but doctors brought her back to life? This was in Baltimore County. She went into cardiac arrest while she was waiting for the birth of her granddaughter. Luckily, she was at a hospital when it happened, but her heart stopped beating, and she's rushed to the emergency room. On her way there, she's got no pulse, blood pressure, or oxygen to her brain. She was clinically dead for 45 minutes, but they kept doing CPR. Dr. Dov Frankel was one of the doctors who rushed to help. And he said, you asked why we didn't give up. We didn't give up because you didn't give up. You're going to survive.
That's a good story.
Incredible.
Coming back, our small business shout out brought to you by Insperity. Kevin Osborne from Celador Ales is going to join us. Which one did you pick, by
the
way?
Are we going to drink some ales?
We're going to have to try some of that.
Okay.
We'll talk about that. We'll talk about Celador Ales when we come back to the Gary and Shannon Show.